And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together, we're Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do, Mr. Rose?
We give the people what they want.
First of all, I want to start the show by giving a big shout out to someone who works on our program, Brianna. It's Brianna's birthday. Big shout out to Brianna and her birthday. Rachel's
shout
birthday
Brianna.
Last week. Brianna's birthday this week. Remember when Rachel's birthday came around?
Happy birthday to you.
Brianna came to work. She's going wine tasting tomorrow. Be safe out there, Brianna.
Yes.
Be safe out there.
Yes.
So, Jalen.
Yes. Brianna, red wine is the way.
Oh, white wine during the day, red wine at night. You know how that goes. NBA action returned last night, but right now, Jalen Rose is in Las Vegas for the big fight that we will discuss later in the show. But I'm very concerned because you do not have a crisp haircut, and it is a big fight on Saturday night. I'm very concerned about you, Jalen. Very concerned.
I will have a fresh cut before the fight. My talented and lovely wife is going to walk the red carpet with me because there's nothing like a sweet science heavyweight championship level fight. And guess what I'm doing to get a cut? Guess what I'm doing to get a cut?
Guess how
I'm going to get crispy Jacoby for the fight. Shiz is flying in.
You're flying in a barber to get a haircut before the fight. You are such a legend. You are such a legend.
No.
The human being is going to spend hours in the air above the Earth's atmosphere just to cut your hair. You're the best, Jalen. Well, we start with someone who I think should get a haircut, a gentleman by the name of Trae Young. Trae Young and the Hawks had the third worst record in the whole entire league, yet I love watching them play. Trae Young dropped a career high 50 points. Again, 5-0 points on the Miami Heat in a win over the Heat. The fourth youngest player in NBA history to score 50 points. Jalen Rose, what do you think about Trae Young?
I want to make sure I give their coaching staff and organization a lot of credit for allowing Trae Young to continue to flourish and having the courage of their convictions to actually trade Luka Doncic and acquire him along with another draft pick who also scored plus 20 points in the game yesterday and played really well. Here's what I want to say. When you watch the Atlanta Hawks play, you notice when Trae Young looks down and he sees any part of the logo at the top of the floor, he knows that he can raise up. The Atlanta Hawks practice him shooting four-point shots in practice so that they can open up the floor and create a level of space and that allows him to get downhill. So he's just raising up. People are in a defensive stance, and they're trying to be poised for what play they're about to run. And then he just raises up. And that was against the Miami Heat, one of the tougher defensive teams in the entire NBA. They don't usually give up performances like this. Trae Young has been outstanding this season.
He really has. And Jalen, you brought up something that only someone who played in the NBA a long time can really see, because I see this in the body language of defenders as well. They're kind of seeing what play is being called and seeing where the screen is coming from. They're not expecting him to pull up and shoot. And he just does it. Like, early in the shot clock, if he catches you slipping just for 1 second, he will pull up and shoot. And Jalen, you know that we both watch a lot of NBA basketball and don't pay too much attention to the numbers, but I want you to take a look at what Trae Young has done in his very early in his career when you look at the scoring clip that he has been on in his first two seasons. Jalen, what do these numbers tell you?
Well, these numbers tell me that this guy's going to go on to be a perennial all-star and a terrific performer for the Atlanta Hawks and a franchise player. You know, I don't use that term too very often, but he has the goods, Jacoby. He has the personality. He's really inclusive with his teammates, trying to get other people involved. And again, he has unlimited range. And so now all of a sudden you have a weapon that can do some things that Steph Curry was able to do when the Golden State Warriors were winning championships. And when you make your first All-Star team the way Trae Young did, And there were some people that was like, oh, he's on a losing team, but yet he's still going to be on the team. You gain a level of confidence. He was in the locker room, Jacoby. He was looking around. There's LeBron. There's Kawhi. There's Anthony Davis. Okay, there's the Greek Freak, James Harden. I belong with these guys. So now all of a sudden he get back with the Atlanta Hawks and he puts on the show at home versus the Miami Heat.
Well, I absolutely love Trae Young, and I love watching this Hawks team so much. I get concerned that Trae Young might end up in the Devin Booker type of situation where he is so excellent, but the franchise and the people around him don't match his excellence. Moving on to another great game last night. This one had me up late because I'm watching the Nets and the Sixers. The Sixers never lose at home. The Nets should have won this game in regulation. It ended up going into overtime. Joel Embiid had 39 points, 16 rebounds, and after the game, he called himself the best player on the planet. Jalen Rose, what do you think about this game and Joel Embiid's claim?
So let me get this right. You mean Joel Embiid, extremely talented center, who played well for the Sixers after they were trailing against the Nets, actually complimented himself?
Yes.
He said he was one of the best players in the game?
Oh, no, the best.
He would not do such a thing. No, he would not do such a thing. And here's the dilemma for the 76ers. They were playing without Ben Simmons. Is that they seem to perform better without Al Horford. When you sign somebody in the offseason to a $100 million contract, you anticipate that he's going to be out there playing quality minutes like Tobias Harris. But now all of a sudden, you realize in an era of small ball and Joel Embiid needing opportunities and space on the post that Al Horford isn't a knockdown shooter. He isn't a guy that's going to get you shots off the dribble. So now all of a sudden, it's better for the team if they play large quality minutes without him being on the floor. That's something to monitor going forward.
That is something to monitor going forward. And Al Horford played on the Celtics with a gentleman by the name of Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is on these Nets now, but he will not be in a Nets uniform for the rest of the season. He had a season-ending shoulder procedure. Jalen, this year for the Nets and for Kyrie has not been one to remember. What do you make of this news?
So, coming into the season, I was like, the Nets and the Knicks are going to have similar records. And people thought I was tripping, especially when you acquire Kyrie. I said that knowing that KD wouldn't play this year. Now, the Knicks have changed their coach, and clearly the Nets have a better record. And it was great to see Caris LeVert play really well yesterday. But this was a season of experiment for the Nets. This was a year that you could actually punt. This is a die easy season. This is the Jacoby year for the Nets. They had no expectations. If they make the playoffs, great. If they don't make the playoffs, great. You can try to see what Dinwiddie's going to do, what LeVert's going to do, how DeAndre Jordan is going to be able to progress as KD comes back. So this was more about building players that could possibly be a part of the team and or create assets that they could possibly move in the offseason when KD returns next year.
Watching this game, DeAndre Jordan did play pretty well. He caught about four or five alley-oops. I love DeAndre Jordan so much. He seems like a great guy. But, Jalen, there's something I need to discuss with you. And buckle up, because it's about to get emotional, and this is going to hurt your feelings. The Bucks and the Pistons played last night. The Pistons were awful. They ended up losing by 20, but it was awful. Giannis put up a very casual 33-16. And I was checking in on this game, and I asked myself a very simple question. Who is the best player in a Pistons uniform right now? Like, who is the best player that the Pistons have in uniform right now? I want you to honestly evaluate to answer that question.
The rest of the world won't know his first name, but I'll say his last name. Woods. There was no Blake Griffin.
No.
Obviously, Derrick Rose as well. And the Pistons were down 30 so fast, Jacoby. So fast. Like, early in the game, I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't these two teams play each other in the playoffs last year? One team has continued to catapult itself to possibly winning 70 games. The other team has traded Andre Drummond, has bought out Jackson. We still have Dwayne Casey on the sideline. But the Detroit Pistons this season, unlike the Nets, they're not punting. We just don't have an identity, and it's unfortunate to watch on a night-to-night basis.
Somewhere Christian Woods is like, they're running plays for me? Like, I'm getting featured on offense in the National Basketball Association? How did this happen? Big shout out to Christian Woods and the whole entire Woods family for getting featured on an NBA basketball game. Jalen, as expected, the small ball Rockets went into the Bay Area and waxed the Warriors, but I want to draw your attention to what happened at the end of the game between Russell Westbrook and some Warriors players, both in the game and on the bench. Little elbow right there. They take some offense. Russell's already got a tech in the game, so he goes back and forth a bit with the Warriors, and then he starts talking to some of the Warriors on the bench. Klay Thompson and Wiggins were involved. He was thrown out of the game for this exchange and this incident. After the game, and I'm paraphrasing here, he essentially said that he's being targeted by NBA officials and treated unfairly. What do you think about the incident and Russell Westbrook's claims?
Tangled up with Lee, doing a little talking with Poole, doing a little talking with Klay Thompson, who was sitting on the bench. The one thing I love about Russell Westbrook is when the game starts, he doesn't mind making the opponent an enemy. I really appreciate that. And for the Houston Rockets, it may seem like a gimmick when you go extra small ball, but ultimately it's building out an opportunity for your best players, James Harden, who's isolation heavy, and Russell Westbrook, who isn't efficient from three-point range, to have opportunities and lanes to drive the basketball to the hole and make plays. And if you notice, Russell isn't a volume three-point shooter anymore. He's almost playing like a big man. He's a guard version of Zion in a lot of ways, driving the ball to the basket and trying to be a finisher. With that being said, he just won an MVP a couple of years ago. He's averaged a triple-double in the NBA. He expects to get calls. He's not right on this one. He did commit a flagrant foul. He deserved to be ejected. They had a big lead, but it was interesting to see the dynamics of how those two teams have changed, where the Houston Rockets had an opportunity to eliminate the Golden State Warriors from the playoffs, and they couldn't make a three-point shot. They missed like 25, 26, 27 in a row. And then you see Russell join with Klay Thompson, who's not in uniform. It just makes me get so very excited for next year when the Splash Brothers return. Have we forgot how good the Splash Brothers are? I think
we have.
Steph Curry, one of the best players in the game. The Splash Brothers knock down shooters from a limited range. They will be a problem next year, and they added Andrew Wiggins.
Well, I'm glad you brought up next year and the Warriors and the fact that the Splash Brothers aren't playing, because the Warriors owner Joe Lacob went on Wax and said that they're not going to tank. They're not going to lose games in order to get draft position. But they only have 12 wins. Jalen Rose, this is a franchise that went to 5 straight NBA finals and only have 12 wins. Also, Klay Thompson will not play this entire season. Jalen, what do you think about the Warriors saying that they're not tanking because they're definitely not getting the playoff spot?
Is this a corny pun to try to represent the notorious big when I say see Lake up, Frosterist up? You like that one? You like that one? Is that okay? Is that pretty good?
No, that is not okay.
Okay.
It's not okay.
So the Golden State Warriors are in an optimal position, Jacoby. I know that they're saying all of the right things to the press, all of the right things in the microphone. We want to win. We want to be successful. But then the undercurrent, Klay won't play this year. And then the other undercurrent is Steph won't play much this year. The Golden State Warriors are hovering around having the worst record in the entire NBA.
Oh, they got the worst record right now.
In the entire NBA. They're going to be in position. Yes, they're going to be in position to get another player to add to their depth. The Golden State Warriors are going to be troubled next year. But for right now, and Joe Lacob, you can say that y'all not tanking for draft position, but it's obvious. You don't have to say it. Y'all already in position to get a lottery pick.
The Warriors are so interesting because they could literally have the worst record this year and the best record next year. You think about Wiggins, you think about Klay coming back, you think about Steph coming back, you think about Draymond coming back, you think about them getting a really high draft pick. They're a really interesting franchise. Look forward to seeing them next year, because this year I will not be watching too many Warriors games. Jalen, the Kings beat the Grizzlies, but that's not the part that I want to show you. I want to show you future rookie of the year, Ja Morant, and what he did in warmups, because it's going to bring back some memories of one of your former teammates. Let's check in on Ja Morant doing the famous Vince Carter elbow hang dunk in warmups. Jalen, what do you think about Ja?
Ooh, I think Ja Morant is an exciting player, and he's going to lead the Memphis Grizzlies to the playoffs. And like I told you, Ja is my guy. I don't even want to see him in a dunk contest. And this year confirmed it. Anytime Eric Gordon gets 4, 5 straight 50s, and they don't stop the fight, they keep dunking and dunking and dunking. And Derrick Jones Jr. gets a Puma contract. And all of a sudden, you look up in the final dunks, it ends in 48-47. I don't need Ja Morant doing a honey dip in a dunk contest. I like seeing him do it in warm-ups. That's much better. Like I told you, I don't want him jumping over Taco Fall. You saw somebody do it. You saw somebody do it. I mentioned it on this show. Somebody was going to jump over Taco Fall. It was going to be Ja Morant. But instead, it ended up being somebody else. Ja Morant, must see TV.
Jalen, it is now time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, you know I love the Costco experience. Everything about it, the samples, the bulk items, the toilet paper. I love Kirkland orange juice, Kirkland draws, Kirkland everything. I live the Kirkland life. I love Costco. And one underrated part of the Costco experience, the food court outside in the parking lot. The pizza's good. You get a hot dog and a soda for $1.50. Great deals, high quality food. There's even a phone inside Costco where you can call and order your pizza. They start preparing it while you're checking out in the checkout line. Costco is the perfect shopping experience. However, they made a change. If you want that delicious pizza and those hot dogs and those deals at the food court, you have to have a membership to Costco. Now, for someone like me who lives the Kirkland lifestyle, that is not a problem. But Jalen, for others who just go to Costco for the delicious cheap food, they will not be able to enjoy it. Do you think this is a fair policy that Costco is instituting?
So I need to talk to the people of Costco and introduce them to something. When you're in Los Angeles, it's vastly different from being on the East Coast. When you drive down the street, they're selling fruit. You can buy a bag of fruit. They give you a plastic fork and everything. When you're in New York City, they have street meat, hot dogs. They smell great. They don't taste as well as they smell. And then now all of a sudden, I go to Costco. I should not need a membership to buy food at the court. What's going on with that? Like, they're feeling themselves a little too much. It's one thing to be able to go in Costco and buy items in bulk and be a David Jacoby, live the Kirkland lifestyle to the fullest. It's another thing. I'm just trying to get some food. I need a membership. That's a soft move.
Well, it is a soft move. And also, Jalen Rose, as someone who's been to many Costcos, I frequent Costcos. I like to compare different Costco experiences. The food is always kind of outside of the Costco. It's kind of part of the parking lot experience. So you need the membership to go inside or to check out, but you should need a membership to eat in the parking lot. Now, Jalen, you're a very rich man. You made over $100 million in your life. So something tells me I'm a little suspicious about you. I think you're faking jacks. I have a theory that you've never been to a Costco in your life and you are not a card carrying Costco member. Am I right?
I've been to Costco not as often as I believe. And every time I use toilet paper, every time I use paper towel, every time I use certain home goods, I'm like, I need to go bulk shopping. I need to go Costco.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, I end up at Whole Check / Whole Foods buying all of those things
you
and getting like 4 or 5 items and it end up costing me like $500.
You know what? You're embarrassing yourself. You are embarrassing yourself by buying paper towels and toilet paper at Whole Foods. That is embarrassing. I'm embarrassed to be on this program. Go to break, Jill. Just get this man off my screen. You could be headed to the game or going on an epic road trip. No matter where your travels take you, Marathon can help you get there with quality, top-tier gas. Marathon gasolines are formulated with STP additives. They keep your vehicle running at peak performance by optimizing fuel economy, removing those ugly deposit buildups, and by reducing emissions. Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. This is definitely a win-win deal. It's quick and easy to join. Just download the free Make It Count app or go to makeitcount.com/radio. So join the Marathon team and start saving today. This offer is valid only at participating Marathon stations. Remember, wherever your journey goes, it pays to start at Marathon. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. We have some big news in the National Football League. The owners have approved a new CBA. Now, keep in mind, the players have not agreed to the CBA yet, but take a look at some of the terms proposed on this CBA that the owners are proposing. It includes a regular season that's 17 games, preseason's only 3, playoffs, 7 teams in each conference, and there's some information about practice and revenue sharing. Jalen, what do you think about these proposed changes to the way that the football season is structured?
So let me get this right. You're going to add a regular season game and a playoff game, but we only get a 1% increase in salary for the player. I don't believe that they're going to agree to this deal. And this may be a time, like we talked about with Richard Sherman on the show, for the players to actually do what needs to be done in order to get a deal that they're proud of, including sitting out games if they have to. We've seen it happen in baseball. We've seen it happen in basketball. In the early 80s, we seen it happen in football. But at the same time, those other sports continue to progress. And I feel like Major League Baseball has the best union in sports. If you think about it, they don't get fined a lot for throwing at people. They don't get fined a lot for having fights. They don't have a salary cap. Okay? They just had a team cheat and gave the players for the Astros immunity. Okay? We've seen the greatness on display for the NBA during All-Star Weekend and all of the star power that goes with being a player in uniform. The NFL players have to step their game up. If you want guaranteed contracts, if you don't want to be punished for marijuana, if you don't want to have 17 regular season games, you have to find a way to stand up as a collection. And even if that means striking, you got to be willing to do so.
Jalen, I spent a lot of time with you and probably too much time with you. And recently, all you talk about is Tua to the Lions. Every time we have lunch, it's talking about Tua to the Lions. We're talking about the draft. We're talking about Tua to the Lions. Well, I've got some really bad news. Here's what Tua had to say about where he wanted to play. And I quote Tua, "If you're saying to me, if I can choose what team I want to play on, as far as my favorite team growing up, then I probably tell you the Cowboys." And then he went on to say, "I'm not trying to bump Dak. I'll learn under him. I wouldn't mind learning under whatever guy that's the starter. Give me a whole year to rest up and then go back out and compete. But I just want to go back out and play." Jalen, there's a couple things I want to discuss with you here. First of all, I know you're so excited about Tua to the Lions. The Lions had the 3rd pick in the draft. It seems like it's going to be Burrow and then Young and then Tua to the Lions. And Tua is already getting out ahead of that and saying that he wants to play for the Cowboys. Jalen, during this very difficult time, what are your emotions saying to you?
Yes. So here are a couple of my emotions. He ain't got no choice. So it's one of those things where it's like, you're the number 3 pick overall. And I know that I'm not your first choice. I know that I'm not your second choice, but I got the 3rd pick. And we got a starting quarterback in Matthew Stafford who's been there 9 years and won a grand total of 0 playoff games. So therefore, he's done his bid to Detroit. I'm very happy everything that Stafford has brought to the team and brought to the community. We have a squad that has one of the top 5 cornerbacks in the entire NFL. But we're not talking about signing them, Jacoby. What? It'd be too easy to sign Big Play Slay. We're not talking about signing them. We're talking about trading them. So if that's the case, this is your chance to rebuild. And I know Tua feels like that he loves the Cowboys. But I got a secret for him that he's too young to realize. The Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions for decades played solely one another on Thanksgiving Day. Both storied franchises and brands playing on the big stage. One went on to win Super Bowls. One went on to draft Tua. So get ready, young fella. You ain't going to get Dak's job. Not going to be able to do it. If you at three and the Lions don't take, like we need, hey dog, we need to do a segment on this show about the draft every day. We need to do something about Tua to the Lions.
Every day you want to talk about Tua to the Lions.
Seriously, if he don't end up with the Lions, I'm going to be dusted and disgusted.
So Jalen, there's also another angle to this, Mr. Rose. The part where he said that he'll learn under a starter for a year. I like this idea, especially coming off of the hip injury that he had. This seems to remind me of someone by the name of Patrick Mahomes, who took sort of like a redshirt year and learned under Alex Smith. Do you think that Tua, whether he goes to the Lions or somewhere where he really wants to play football, do you think that would be a good idea for him to have sort of a redshirt professional year?
No doubt about it, because the hip injury is real serious. And he played big-time collegiate football at Alabama. And everything that we're saying about Joe Burrow right now, people were saying about Tua, plus he has athleticism and can scramble with his feet. Last year, he just got injured. And by the way, I'll tell you somebody that didn't like this quote. Dak Prescott. Mm. So he's sitting somewhere as a fourth-round pick that didn't get a big deal. Watch Carson Wentz. Watch Jimmy Garoppolo. Watch all of these people, Cousins, get paid. And he's playing for the star. And they don't take care of me. And then I got this young guy coming in talking about he want to learn under me for 1 year and try to take my job. It's personal now, Tua. It's personal with that. Get your bread, Prescott. Get your money.
Jalen, it is now time for some unfounded, irresponsible speculation about the soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders. So on social media, I like to read into things. Derek Carr put up a picture of him and Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack. And David Carr commented on it. So, if I'm reading into this, I'm thinking, look, maybe the Bears aren't too happy with Trubisky. Maybe the Raiders are interested in getting Tom Brady. Maybe Derek Carr is planting the seed that he could go to Chicago. What do you think about this photo of him and Khalil Mack on Instagram?
David Jacoby, as you know, right now, I'm in Las Vegas. And there's nothing like a sweet science heavyweight prize fight. And I'm going to see one. Wilder and Fury. And you know who I was with last night? Somebody that prints money. His name is Floyd Mayweather. And let me tell you what people like him that live out here are thinking. They need big names for the Raiders to sell tickets while they're in Las Vegas. So Derek Carr, I understand that you know if they can get Tom Brady that you're going to be out. You already know. We're on the same page. I know that you and John Gruden live in the same neighborhood, probably on the same block, probably share the same mail carrier, and probably even read the same newspaper in the morning. But if they can get Tom Brady, you're going to be on the outskirts. So now what Derek Carr is doing, he's trying to get him another gig, dog. He's trying to get him another gig, dog. We don't hear the Bears saying nothing. We don't see Khalil Mack saying nothing. He's like, you know what? Khalil went to the Bears and got on. Maybe if I lead the Raiders, that'll be my next gig.
Jalen, that was some great analysis about the Las Vegas Raiders, but none of it matters. What were you doing with Floyd last night? What were you and Floyd doing last night?
So, just so you know, he watches this show, and he told me to tell you he does not like the fact that you are a Die Easy fan. As somebody that bets on the sport, as somebody that's undefeated, he told me to tell David Jacoby that you got to pick a team. So pick a team, Jacoby. Who's your squad in baseball? Who's your squad in football? Who's your squad in basketball? Mayweather's watching and listening.
I pick a team. I pick whatever team I want. That's part of the Die Easy lifestyle. Jalen, we have a segment where you get to decide what we discuss for once. It's called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topics, you say hit the brakes. If not, me, you and Matt the Man, keep it moving in the minivan. Jalen, first, David Ortiz has chimed in about the Astros scandal and said something pretty interesting.
Hit the brakes.
David Ortiz said Mike Fiers looks like a snitch for exposing the Astros scandal. Mike Fiers used to be on the Astros and then was moved and then told everybody their dirty little secret. What do you think about the snitch allegation?
So, first and foremost, shout to Big Poppy. That is my guy. I've got a chance to champagne and campaign with him. I'm happy that he recovered from the horrific gunshots that he suffered. Now, when you use the term snitch, people a lot of times take a negative connotation to that. Like, he's trying to diss Mike, but not necessarily trying to acknowledge that the Astros cheated. What I believe he's doing here is admonishing both sides, acknowledging that Mike Fiers was a part of the squad, and he did say some locker room stuff that probably should not have come out in David's opinion. However, this is better for baseball. As David Ortiz saw the steroid scandal happen, there were a lot of names being thrown around. And you know one of the names that was thrown around? His.
Don't you dare.
You know one of the names thrown around?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. I will not accept any slander of Big Poppy David Ortiz on this program. None of that slander whatsoever will be accepted
on
this program. Mr. Rose, you have violated conduct policies of Jalen and Jacoby.
I agree. But we're talking so much about the Astros. We need to get ready to start talking about the Red Sox because they fired their skipper who was involved with the cheating scandal as well. Stay tuned.
I have some bad news about the New York Yankees. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Bad news for the Yankees and for one of our producers, Reggie Hooks, because Luis Severino is out and training camp has barely even started. Pitchers and catchers are barely reported and he's got some forearm issues that seem to be sort of mysterious. And opening day is in doubt for Severino. What do you think about this development for the Yankees?
So the Yankees have done an amazing job of putting together a lineup that can smash all home run records. But if they're going to win the World Series, Reg DeLange, they got to get some pitching. They have to get some pitching. And Severino is going to be a key to that happening. It's very early in the season. No reason to panic, but it is something to monitor moving forward.
I have news about a Jalen. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
So, Jalen Hurts will work out at the combine, but will only work out as a quarterback, as some people have suggested that he should work out at another position. I can't even think of another position that you would put him at. Jalen, is it disrespectful when people speculate that a quarterback is not a quarterback?
And or lightweight races, for those that haven't been paying attention to the game, like the quarterback position kind of looks like me going forward. You're going to have Joe Burrow and an aging Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers. But the now guys look a lot more like me. I'm talking about Lamar Jackson. I'm talking about Deshaun Watson. I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes. I heard this exact same conversation about Lamar Jackson. That's right. The guy that was the fourth or fifth quarterback taken in the first round. And all of a sudden, is the MVP of the NFL. So if I'm Jalen Hurts, I stick to my guns. Play the quarterback position. See if you have value. Give yourself a chance to be successful in the NFL.
Got bad news for the Trailblazers. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Well, Dame Dolla dealing with a groin injury. So that's going to keep them out of the playoffs. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen, there's an undefeated basketball team that no one is talking about. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
San Diego State University is 26-0. Again, 26-0. And they play UNLV Saturday night at 7:30. Jalen, you have a personal connection to this team. What's that?
I do. So a lot of people who haven't intimately follow collegiate basketball. But when Steve Fisher was ousted at the University of Michigan, he went to San Diego State at a time where he was passing out tickets because they could not sell out their arena on campus. He had a player named Kawhi Leonard who helped him turn the program around. Now all of a sudden, as they got established, he hands the keys over to Brian Dutcher, who also was his lead assistant when I played basketball at the University of Michigan. And so for them to be ranked number 4 at 26-0, 15-0 at home, I have to ask a very important question to anybody who does voting for where teams get ranked. Why they not number one?
Yeah,
I'm confused. Why they not number one?
Didn't lose a game. Lose a game. What do you want us to do?
Why they not number one?
We should be number one. But what they will be is a number one seed when it comes to tournament time. Jalen Rose, I'm not even going to ask you. I'm going to demand that you hit the brakes on this story about Nigel the Parrot. Hit the brakes. Okay, let me tell you the tale about Nigel the Parrot in Torrance, California. He went missing, and Nigel spoke with a British accent. You know how parrots can speak English. And then Nigel returned 4 years later. But this time, Nigel had a Spanish accent, spoke Spanish, and wouldn't stop talking about some guy named Larry. Jalen Rose, these birds ain't loyal. These birds ain't loyal. What would you do if your parrot came back to me in a different language and was asking about somebody named Larry?
So I got to ask you a couple of important questions. And for anybody that can hear my voice, I want this to serve as a challenge, not as something that does not motivate you. What do you call somebody that knows three languages?
Trilingual.
What do you call somebody that knows two languages?
Bilingual.
What do you call somebody that only knows one language?
Jalen Rose.
American. So for everybody like me,
I just served up the best
Spanish
story
in high
about
school,
Nigel the Parrot,
and wish he knew
you
more than one language
to tell a 25-second dad joke. Come on, Jay.
I took his best shots and got up and laughed at him. He should be embarrassed. They have to thank his lucky stars that they were on his side that night. He let a fat guy beat him.
Bird Squad! Deontay Wilder, I want you next, bum!
There's no question asked. When I leave the sport, I will be recognized as one of the best that ever done it.
There's only one guy that interests me, and that's me, you know, Deontay Wilder, because that's the real battle of the undefeated heavyweight giants, behemoths, titans.
Are you ready?
The first fight between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder was one of the most entertaining fights I've ever seen in my life. And it ended in a draw, leaving two undefeated heavyweight champions. And they will meet again tomorrow night in Las Vegas. I am so hyped for this fight. I want it to start right now. Jalen, we've been talking about this for months now.
Yes.
It's finally upon us. Who do you have winning this fight and how?
So never underestimate the first letter in the four-letter network stands for entertainment. Mm-hmm. That's what the E is, and that's what we're going to see on Saturday night. And let me tell you something, David Jacoby, Wilder, Tyson Fury, there's nothing like the sweet science in a heavyweight prize fight when you have two guys that have never lost. And both of these guys are unorthodox in their own way. When you look at Tyson Fury, for a big guy, you would consider him like a stretch mark type of 5 built. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, he's crafty with his movements. He's shifty. He has really good hands. And he clearly has shown us that he can take a punch. Because he got up the last fight like the Undertaker after Wilder knocked him down. And I was talking about this with Floyd last night. The thing that you have to watch for is Deontay has stopped boxing. And here's what I mean, and this is why it's unorthodox. Right now, he's just a stalker. He has the highest knockout percentage in the history of the sport.
Wow.
So basically, he's not really jabbing. He's not really throwing to the body. He's really walking around like a predator. 1-2, waiting on it. One, two, waiting on it. One, two, waiting on it. And so my prediction is Tyson Fury is going to win 7 of the first 9 rounds on the card.
But
Deontay Wilder is going to knock him out in the 9th or the 10th round.
I think
and
so,
he
too.
Will be the guy that stands victorious Saturday night. And I'm going to the weigh-in at 2 o'clock. It's just like Manny Pacquiao and Floyd. When you're watching it, you're going to see me. You know I'm going to be on the stage. You know I'm going to be VIP access. I'm going with Deontay. So you know I'm going to be there. I'm going to go represent for the program. And he said he can't wait to come on this show and talk about his win. And if and when he wins on Saturday night, guess where I'm going to be Saturday night after the fight, Jacoby? Please guess where I'm going to be Saturday night after the party.
Going
to be celebrating with the champ, Deontay Wilder, after he knocks out Tyson Fury. I saw Fury yesterday. He put on a couple of pounds, dog.
Yeah.
He put on a couple of pounds, dog.
Jalen.
He was looking like the Joker. He was looking like Jokic a little bit.
I got to tell you something, Jalen Rose. You're wrong about your prediction in this fight. He's going to knock him out before the 9th round. He's going to knock him out in like the 5th or 6th round. I really think so. Deontay Wilder's ready for this. And you know what's so exciting about this fight, Jalen? You know what's so exciting about this fight? I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but there's another fight after it. The winner of this fight has to look right at the camera and call out Anthony Joshua for another super fight in the heavyweight division. I'm so pumped about this fight. We always say we give the people what they want, so we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV. Jalen, I got a lot that I want to discuss with you. First of all, during the television portion of the program, you revealed that you spent last night with a gentleman by the name of Floyd Money Mayweather. However, you did not give any details as to what y'all did, where y'all went. So, where'd you go? Where'd you hang out? And what'd y'all do?
So, a few things. It's always refreshing for me to hang with my friends that have more bread than I do. It's so fun. It is so great. It is so great, Jacoby. It is so great. I'm at Noble. I'm ordering everything on his tab. Everything.
Everything.
I ordered drinks, appetizers. I ordered 2 dinners. I tried a salad. I'm just ordering stuff to order stuff.
Just
it was so awesome.
Just to keep you company.
Being with
good
somebody that got so much money. Yes.
Good for you.
But I'm telling you right now, and I was talking to him about coming on the show, and what I want him to do is at least come on once a month, because he has so many strong opinions about sports. He's talking to me about the NFL. He's talking to me about the NBA. He's talking to me about the fight this weekend. And let me tell you something that came out last night in my conversations with Floyd.
What's that?
We realized that the heavyweight division has not been this stout in Las Vegas since Iron Mike Tyson.
Without a doubt.
What
really excites me about this fight, Jalen Rose? What really excites me about this fight is there's a fight waiting after it. The winner of this fight has Joshua waiting after it. So we've seen some big fights in the 21st century in the heavyweight division, but there's never really been like a series of big fights or multiple contenders that I want to see in the squared circle. This fight is so exciting. So Jalen, there's something else I want to talk to you about. Your hair ain't right, man. Your hair ain't right. Like, this ain't right. Like, maybe you should do the show with a do-rag on or something. But, like, no waves, no crispy hairline. And I heard a rumor that you told me, and you didn't even want to admit it to me. I got it out of you. I got a confession out of you yesterday. Like an interrogation room confession from Jalen Rose. You tell the people into that microphone, and we're going to broadcast this around the world. You tell them what your strategy is to have a fresh cut on fight night. Tell them.
So, everybody knows how much I love and appreciate the sweet science. And every prize fight represents many Super Bowls. And fortunately for me, I've been to so many. So therefore, And I know Reg the Ledge is upset at me right now because he the one that got me a part of the wave movement. I'm wolfing right now. I'm wolfing. Mm-hmm. Because on Saturday at 2 or 3 p.m., guess what's going to happen, Jacoby? Guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen? I'm going to get a fresh cut. Except Sean Porter, Shiz, 215 exclusive. He's not in Las Vegas. He is going to get on an airplane to come to Vegas to cut my hair before I go to the fight.
So when someone asks you, someone's going to ask Shiz, and you know what? Shiz is so loyal. Shiz, when someone asks Shiz, like, oh, what are you doing tomorrow? He's going to be like, I'm flying to Vegas. Like, oh, what are you doing in Vegas? You going to fight? No, I got to cut Jalen Rose's hair. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing tomorrow. And you better give him some allowance. You know what I mean? Like, you got to give him a big tip. You got to give him some allowance. You got to give him enough money to go to Nobu to order off the menu like you did when Floyd was paying for it. You need to take care of Shiz.
So, breaking news. I just heard something that's very important. Today is Friday. I got to hit up Shiz. It's an emergency. It's a 911. I just now learned that clients of Shiz, i.e. Reg the Ledge, have an 11 a.m. appointment Saturday.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. Our producer Reg has Shiz appointment at 11. What time is the flight? Oh, no. If Reg, I hope Reg messes up your hair. I hope Shiz misses the flight. You're gonna order an Uber for Shiz to be waiting outside the barbershop at noon. I know you are. You're gonna have an Uber waiting outside, knocking on the door.
So that lets me know.
Got half a fade.
So that lets me know. So that lets me know that he told me he was gonna be at Las Vegas, but yet he didn't tell his clients that he was gonna be in Las Vegas. So I hope that after Reg gets a cut at 11 a.m., that he's going to be on a flight in the afternoon to come cut me. Because otherwise, somebody's going to get left out. And unlike David Jacoby, I'm loyal to my barber. See, I ain't like you. You know what you would do if you was in Vegas? Let me tell you what you would do. You would go to Fresh Cuts. You would go to one of those spots. Ricks. Whatever. I'm trying to think of the whitest names ever. You would go to one of those spots and you walk in. And you know what you would do? You sit in any empty chair. You let anybody cut your hair. You have no loyalty to your barber.
Anybody can cut my hair. You don't even have to speak English. You don't even have to ever cut hair before. I don't even know the difference. I don't even care. I'm going to a nail salon and get my hair cut. I could care less. If worse comes to worse, just give me one clip and I'm good. I don't need a relationship. I don't need to fly people around. You crazy? Get on a flight. Getting no airline miles.
They got a super cuts out here for you if you need it.
I'm with it. Shout out to Sport Cuts. I think they sponsored the show. All right, we got sport clips. We got time for a couple voicemails. If you will call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. If you leave us a voicemail, we'll put it on the show just like this.
Hey, Jalen and Jacoby. This is Josh from Chicago. I just wanted to call and agree with Jacoby that for sure you have power rankings on your children, especially if they're multiples, especially if they're young. It's about who's easier at the moment. I for sure have a power ranking, and everybody at work is shocked at me as well. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You know what? Thank you, Josh, because Josh, he's an honest person. Josh is telling the truth. The people, you know what? I was in the makeup chair. Yeah, I wear makeup for the show and I'm proud of it. And I was talking to Mike Greenberg. He's got two kids and they were asking me about who my favorite was. Anita Marks was in there and they heard that I had a favorite child. And then I asked Mike Greenberg, I said, Mike, do you have a favorite kid? He was like, no way. They're just so different. I could never pick a favorite, but I bet he's got a favorite. You know, he's actually such a sweetheart. He probably doesn't. He's a sweetheart. But I would guess that if you have more than two kids, you've got a power ranking, whether you want to admit it to yourself or not. You do. You just do. And you know what? Again, this is not a permanent power ranking. It's going to shift and change. But I'm just letting you know.
Let me tell you something that I'm going to do that's really controversial. And I want to say it on wax to get your opinion and obviously the opinion of the people. You know, when I speak or you talk into a microphone and you talk about players and you talk about their weaknesses and you talk about the bad decisions they make, and then there's always one person that tries to at the person that you're talking about to snitch.
Yep. To instigate, to be the middleman, to be the
Arnold Horseshack
the tag
type
snitcher.
Of guy.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So let me tell you something that I need your opinion on. And would you still love me if I retweeted and I reposted you talking about having a favorite kid and then I added your wife, Joey Jacoby, at Joey Jacoby.
So let me tell you something, Mr. Rose. You know I got Molly number in my phone, right? Like, you know I work with Molly Monday through Friday, right? So if you want to start, that kind of a back and forth, you want to start doing that, we can start doing that. But it would probably be in your best interest to just leave that one alone and let that one go deep in the timeline. That's all I got to say. Because, you know, because there's a lot that I could bring up to Molly, and I'm just going to not do that. I want to thank Josh for calling and being honest. I want to thank Jalen Rose for bringing the enthusiasm and the passion and the energy early morning in Las Vegas after a night with Floyd. And again, I want to give a big shout to Brianna on her 22nd birthday. Enjoy yourself.
I got to say one other thing about Vegas living up to the hype and getting a chance to kick it with Floyd Money Mayweather last night. Are you listening, Jacoby?
Yes, sir.
Are you really listening?
Not really.
Are you listening?
Not really.
It was such an amazing night hanging out with Floyd Money Mayweather that I am wearing the exact same clothes that I wore yesterday on the show.
You make fun of me for not showering. You got the same drawers and socks on. You know what? You probably didn't even go to sleep. You're my favorite person in the whole entire world. Enjoy the fight. Look forward to talking to you on Monday. We'll be back. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.